fight cuts. Liverpool's Mayor Joe Anderson and the Labour group have carried out the cuts for the Tories over many years, without any serious attempt to organise a mass campaign to recover the resources stolen by them. The city has lost over £460 million in the last 10 years with the consequent reduction in service provision, which has had a devastating impact on our communities. The lack of any organised fight back has only emboldened the Tories to step up these attacks, as we can see with the Communities Secretary Robert Jenrick scrapping the excellent landlord licensing scheme to protect tenants, and the public health budget is to be cut by more than £2 million. This will affect some very vulnerable people with alcohol problems and other addictions, sexual health issues, and some dental provision will also be lost. The council intends to raise council tax by the maximum allowed, 4%, yet again, to compensate for these government cuts in funding. Yes, another £30 million of cuts for 2020-21. No amount of pleading by Anderson will have any impact on the Tories. They just see this as weakness. They will only respond if the council is prepared to mount a mass campaign to recover the funds we need to sustain our services. If you fight, you can win. If you don't fight, you never win. French workers have shown us how we can win, and they have forced Macron to retreat over the retirement age and pensions issues. No more cuts. Fight for the resources that we need for a decent life. Frank Bowen, Liverpool.